stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour. It is Wednesday again. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, a mamma mia, a hola, a como te levo. What does it mean to defend the faith? What does it mean to defend the faith? What does that mean? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show if you can't sit there at home and watch it away at your office, but you can be listening on your phone no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can be listening on your phone. Excuse me, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson. buymeacoffee.com/JesseLeePeterson or bond JOP talk. No, buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond JOP cash out. My bad. Bond JOP cash out. Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. Nothing else but that. Nothing else. I normally I don't talk about me. But I have realized something is becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. And it's so interesting to me that in many ways, but I think the primary way that is real interesting is that I didn't see it beforehand. It wasn't clear. Then it started becoming clearer and clearer and clearer. And the more I get, the more I want. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Now. It's mind-blowing to me to see it. It's just mind-blowing to me. It really is. And, like, again, the more I see it, the more I want. Can't get enough of your love, babe. I try. I can see all my life I've been beat by thoughts. I ain't gonna take it no more. I've come to realize that all my life, without even knowing, I didn't know. Maybe I knew as a kid, but as an adult, I didn't know. That all my life, I have been nothing but a bunch of thoughts and ideas and emotions. And I've been reacting to those thoughts and ideas and emotions all of my life. And then what happened was, by reacting and then not knowing that it wasn't me, I built a false life. And it wasn't me, but the thing that was in me that's always chattering in my head. You know how the thoughts are always chattering about something? Always. And then you grow up thinking that that's normal. You think that is normal. I thought that it was normal to have all this chattering going on in my head about everything all the time. I did not know that it was an abnormal state of being and that that was my enemy. They were my enemy, and they were never me. I was never doing that. And I do, when I reflect on it now, I know that that chattering and talk that's always going on about the past or the future or something or this or that. I knew it didn't feel good. Sometimes they'll tell you things that makes you feel good, but it was just to build you up, to let you down. But I had no idea that was an abnormal way of living and that it was never me. And I didn't know that there is no me. And that I don't own anything. I don't control anything. I don't do anything. It just all been an illusion. And that even when I walk around or move my hands or breathe or get in and out of my car, whatever, it's not me. I'm not controlling that. I have nothing to do with it. But I did not know that chattering, noise in your head, talk, voices in your head, right? Noises chattering about everything. I did not know that had nothing to do with me. I protected that. I lived by that. I felt good about that, by that. I felt afraid by that. I felt everything about it. And I didn't know it wasn't me. It was an illusion. It was never real. And that's why it wouldn't quiet down, because the thoughts and the emotions, because they didn't want me to know that it wasn't me. And that that is not the way you're created to live. That's that you were not given that way to live by God at all. It's so crazy. And that I, growing up, I was never lonely. I was never afraid. I was never insecure. I was never desperate. I was never happy or sad. I was never anything. But I believe the chattering voices in my head. I believe the thoughts. And I believe it when other people said it. About themselves or about me, I believed it. Not knowing that there was no me there to believe that. It is crazy. And then another thing I realized, recently in life, that I, it says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. I didn't know I created my own situation with my tongue. Meaning, if I felt lonely and I would say, oh, I'm lonely. And the very act of saying that created a lonely emotion. And then I would feel that emotion that came from what I said, and I would believe that I was lonely. And then I would tell myself, I got to have someone. I got to date, I got to go find me a girlfriend or something. All that led to me saying that I was lonely. It created a thought. It created an emotion. It created an illusion. And I used to think when I was young, especially when I first moved to L.A., I was dating a whole lot. And I would think that I'm not going home to a lonely house. I'm going to find me some girl to take home with me tonight, right? But now I realize that the house was never lonely or empty. I'm not going home to an empty home. My house was never empty. The emptiness was in my mind. It was in me. It was in the house. It's absolutely insane. No wonder insanity is a busy mind, emotions. But I didn't know that it was never me, even though I had read the Bible about it. But I didn't know what the Bible was referring to. It says, to have a life, you must die. But I didn't know it meant die from all the illusion. Even when I used to hear the word ego, right? I didn't know the depths of ego. I didn't know it meant delusions, illusions, ideas, and thoughts. I didn't know that's what the ego was all about, the false self. And that's what I must die from. But believe you me, to see this is mind-blowing. It's just, you're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're none of this stuff. You don't own anything. Nothing about you you own. Even when women have babies, they're like, I had this baby, and I brought you in this world, and I'll take you out. And they're lying. They didn't make the baby. They didn't have the baby. They didn't bring the baby in the world at all. Zero. All that happened through the spirit of truth and by the spirit of truth. They had nothing to do with it. And this thing about it's my body, my choice, another lie. It's not your body, and it's not your choice. You have never made a choice in your whole life. Impossible to do it. But I didn't know that my words would create my situation. You can test it. Tell yourself you're lonely. Or you feel like, oh, I'm so lonely. And watch how right away the thoughts get busy, the emotion come, a loneliness feeling. And now I tell you, you got to do something about it. You got to go to a party. You got to call somebody. You got to be somewhere. You got to do something to get rid of the loneliness. And don't even know you created that situation. I didn't know I created those situations in my own life. And I never knew until of recently, I was never in charge of anything. I ask people, who are you? Who are you? Oh, I'm nice. I'm this and I'm that. And I'm this. It's all lies. None of those things are them at all. We've been living. We're like robots. If you know the human beings are like robots, they just roam around and rob, steal, and kill, destroy, feel emotions, feel up and down, create wars. Even if they don't go out and create a war out there against China, they create a war within themselves. What a sad way to live, but you can be free. And I'm a witness to it. And believe me, what I'm telling you, for me to know, you can know too. You're smarter than I am. But there's no such thing in real life. There's no such thing as loneliness, fear, doubt, wanting, needing, past or future, ups and down and ins and out. It doesn't even exist. It's crazy. It doesn't even exist. And you can test it. Here's how you can test it. Let's say the next time you felt dismayed or you felt overwhelmed or you felt lonely or you feel suicidal or you feel any, whatever you feel, the next time you feel anything, here's what I recommend so you can start seeing this for yourself. And you will see it. The light will show it to anyone that wants to see it. It's not going to show it to anyone that does not want to see it. The light will not do you a favor like that. It's not going to impose at all. And likewise, we should not impose on anyone else, period. But the next time you feel something, be aware that you're feeling it or thinking it. Be aware. That's all you do. You think you're lonely. You think you're depressed. You ain't seen anything yet. Wait until you see what's going on. It's deeper than what you can imagine. So I want you to know nothing about you belongs to you. Zero. You don't own anything, you don't know anything, and you're nothing. And the moment you give that up and stop trying to be something, you will be everything. But you got to stop trying to be anything and just live. It's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, and egos are just fighting egos in themselves and in the world around you against others. To fight is a waste of time. It's a waste of life. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of time. Devils fighting devils. If you pay attention to what's happening in the world today, that's all you see, devils fighting devils, accusing one another and fighting one another. Just devil, it doesn't solve anything good at all. It doesn't help in any way. It's just robots. It's just devils fighting devils. And human beings, that false nature, love to fight. It loves to fight within you, your mind, and emotions, and it loves to fight others. It's a thrill, but it's a false thrill. So you could be free, or you could stay in your hell. But one thing about it, when you stop thinking, when you stop and just be aware that you're all your life, that's all you've known. You didn't know it was wrong to think. You didn't know it was wrong to live by thoughts and feelings. You thought it was right because everybody else did it. And that's what they told you. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. You were lied to about that. A mind is a terrible thing to save. And what I've come to realize, this is so amazing to me. When you stop going along with those thoughts and feelings, but just to be aware of them, that it is happening in you, and you do nothing about it, the thoughts have to obey the truth. The truth will guide and destroy the thoughts. The thoughts must obey to truth, be obedient to truth. But you got to let that happen by not doing anything about it. Don't follow the thoughts. And the truth will come down, and the thought will be subject to the truth. And they have to obey the truth. They have no other choice. They must obey the truth, but you don't let it because you try to control the thoughts. And so no help for you. Or me or anyone that doesn't be quiet, watch, and let it happen. The truth is powerful, is loving, is freedom. The truth is itself. But you don't let it, you don't let it work for you. People shout about God. They sing about God. They pray about God. They read about God, but that's about it. They still trust the lie. And then they pray and say, someday, by and by, when I die, in the sky, I'll be free. You're deceiving yourself or being deceived. So what I recommend, pay close attention as you move it about your day. Pay close attention to what those thoughts are telling you and how much they chatter in your head, and do nothing about it. And they will have to cease. They need you to react and stop protecting them. Let anything that it wants to happen happen to the ego self. I'm not talking about letting people physically hurt you, but let anything happen to the ego, the false self. Because that's what is alive in you, but it's not real life. And that's what you've been protecting all your life. It makes you shy. It makes you angry. And you think it's you. It talks to you about others and yourself. And you think it's you. But if you stop it by being aware of it, those thoughts must obey obedient to truth. It has no other choice. So let the truth guide you by inviting it in, by giving up. There's no, everything is owned by the Creator, yourself, your real self. You're not in control of anything, and you own nothing. Zero. Every breath you take is a gift. Every step you make is a gift. It's not of your own. Anyway, CNN is reporting. A renowned boxing champion, Terrence Bud Crawford, was ordered out of his vehicle at gunpoint and given a citation for reckless driving, police said, just hours after a victory parade in his honor in his hometown of Omaha, Nebraska. Watch this from First Alert 6.
After Omaha celebrated hometown boxing champ Bud Crawford's accomplishments with a parade, he's pulled over by Omaha police, setting off a firestorm on social media.
Today is Bud Crawford's birthday. He turned 38. What happened at the traffic stop early this morning in downtown Omaha is now the subject of an internal investigation at the police department.
We'll hear from Crawford's security guard, who was in the vehicle, in a moment, plus reaction from the mayor. First, a breakdown of what police say took place this morning. Around 1:30 this morning, Omaha police say they spotted a vehicle driving recklessly near 12th and Capitol. This is near the Steelhouse, where Crawford's after party was being held, which was attended by many, including Mayor Ewing. A traffic stop was conducted on Cass Street, a couple blocks to the north of there. Officers say they ordered everyone out of the vehicle for their safety when they saw a gun on the driver's floorboard. And only after that did they say they identified Bud Crawford by looking at his driver's license.
Amazing, huh? But according to Crawford's security chief, the situation went down differently. Watch this.
Be a man who can get the receive his second key to the city and have a firearm pulled on him by the Omaha Police Department all in the same day. Imagine that.
Kasim Shabazz is shaken up.
Man, I thought we were getting ready to lose our lives.
Being the head of Terrence Crawford's security, Shabazz has seen a lot, but nothing like this.
Oh, man, it was terrible.
Early Sunday morning, Crawford and his team were leaving an after party following his parade. According to police, they pulled their vehicle over near 12th and Cass Streets for reckless driving. That's where things took a dark turn.
And as soon as he said he had a firearm, the police officer that was on his side became unhinged.
Police immediately drew their weapons, pointing a gun at Shabazz and the pound-for-pound champ.
I literally have my hands on top of the ceiling.
According to police, an officer had identified a firearm on the floor of the vehicle, causing officers to draw their weapons. Kasim says it went down differently.
He never sees a firearm anywhere. They didn't even see the firearm on me because of the way I was positioned in the vehicle.
Shabazz, Crawford, and three others were taken out of the vehicle and put in handcuffs. A short time later, they were released with a driving citation.
There was no reason to have drawn guns on us. That no matter how prepared you are, no matter how calm you are, if you run into a rogue police officer who wants to escalate, then he's going to escalate.
Amazing. What do you expect the police to do nowadays? They don't know. They see a bunch of black guys in a car. They don't know what's going to happen. Because look at the history of black men and black women, too. Attitude. Nasty personality. Don't want to follow what the cop says. And the cops got to protect their lives. They got to protect themselves. So whatever happened there, and I don't know. Let's say that this black guy is right about what he's saying. He should understand, you know what, Mr. Cop, I understand why you're acting this way. I understand, but my hands are up. I got a weapon or whatever. But I understand because the blacks has been so out of control when it comes to police and anything else, really. But I understand. And the result would have turned out much better for them. And it's unfortunate. It's going to get worse because black parents teach their children that the cops are racist, police brutality, and whenever you stop, you stop because you're black. Don't matter what your status is, they say. It doesn't matter what kind of work you do, they say. It doesn't matter if they know who you are, actor, actresses, or boxer, or whatever. You're still black in their face, in their eyes. And so, if you hear that growing up and then you see that all your life, what are you going to think? The devil going to tell you as soon as the cop stopped, even though you know you're guilty, and I don't know if this situation is guilty, but you know you're guilty or not, you're still going to act because the devil tell you they're doing it because you're black. You don't have to obey the cops. When cops stop people, they're putting their lives on the line. Especially nowadays, everybody high, mad, angry, high, lonely, and high. What do you expect? More accidents happen today than any other time. Because you're already depressed. You're already lonely, and now the government told you can legally get high. Make pot and drugs available. And since you won't take care of yourself, you do what they tell you. This is what you got. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. top quality specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Today at 2 p.m. Pacific time, a brand new episode of Punchy's TV. Punchy.tv at 2 p.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. Amazing, huh? And after my show, as always, thehakereport.com. And James Hake is on fire. TheHakeReport.com. The guy with the good hair? From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after The Hake Report, the American anchor baby. The American anchor baby. Energy everywhere. And then some. Amazing, huh? So, and then tomorrow night, guys, is the first. Well, today is the 1st of October. That's crazy, but it is. And tomorrow night is the first Thursday of the month, October. So the men's forum at 7 p.m. Come on down. It's amazing how fast this year is going by. And the theme this year is practice being present. There is so much to discover about yourself that you don't even know, and you don't even have any idea. 888-775-3773. Men's forum tomorrow night. Let me go to North Carolina and talk to D.C. D.C., you are on the air.
Good morning, brother. How you doing?
All is well, DC.
Man, if it was any better, I couldn't stand it.
Oh, amazing.
I got to be honest with you. But what you said about, you know, people being alone and how they give themselves into the voices that they hear. Yeah, people can call it whatever they choose. A guilty conscience, something that's trying to drive them away, demons or the devil. But the flat fact of the matter is that's exactly all it is. If the devil's got you, he doesn't want you, and he's going to leave you alone and let you keep doing what you're doing. But people don't realize in those moments that every emotion that they're letting create another problem for themselves, those emotions don't belong to you.
How do you deal with the voices in your head?
I tell you exactly how I deal with them, man. I'm retired from the Army. I was a career soldier. And through all the deployments, when I came back, I had PTSD and survivor's guilt horribly, and it led to the point that I became homeless, and I became addicted to drugs for over 10 years.
Pain killers. You said you had survivor guilt?
Yes.
What is that?
It's my first deployment was with the National Guard, and these are guys, not that just signed up with me, but these were the guys from my hometown that I grew up with. And losing people that I'd known for 20 years up to that point, people that I met in preschool, that takes a different part away from you. And I was raised Southern Baptist. I was raised the Golden Rule, and you do what you're supposed to do unto others because you want them to do it to you. But when I got back home, the Survivor's Guild, I'm sorry to cut you off, comes in, seeing their families again, and realizing that that man was better than I was. If I want to be completely honest with it, because too many people feel like they star in their own movie nowadays. They refuse to be supporting characters.
And so but I came back. What is survivor guilt? Explain what that is.
Survivor's guilt is simply coming back home and seeing the families of the brothers that you loved, that you knew would put up the same amount of sacrifice as you. They die in combat, and you survive. And at the time, yeah, I survived. I enlisted for honorable reasons, but I was not an honorable person.
And so you felt guilty. Are you a first-time caller?
I called a long time ago, but it was very brief, and I didn't make a good point. And at the time, I was high, so I honestly don't remember what it was that we talked about.
So let me ask. So you felt guilty that you were still alive, and the people you knew at the time, they were dead? They died, they were dead?
Absolutely.
And why would you feel guilty about that?
Because at the time, and honestly, it sounds horrible now, but I don't feel guilty anymore. But at the time, I did, because I knew what kind of person I was. The voices that were in my head at the time, because I didn't have the PTSD yet, the voices in my head at the time were telling me that I was a great person. That, you know, come on, man, you re-enlisted at 9/11. You're a hero already before you do anything. So, yeah, in between the killing and whenever things got bad, you know, like anybody else, we would make up stories. All of us did embellish the truth to make our service look better than what it was. Then you go, the Battle of Fallujah happened.
Let me ask you this, DC. So you felt guilty that you were alive and those other guys were killed or while in service there. Why did you feel guilty?
Because I felt like I didn't deserve to be alive.
Why not?
Because I was a horrible person.
Oh, you saw yourself as a horrible person?
Oh, I absolutely was. I knew the Bible back and forth, and I could scold somebody perfectly in such a way to make them feel 2 inches tall by the time I was done talking, but I was the biggest hypocrite of them all.
Oh, so you felt like you were worse than those guys, so you should have died and not them.
Absolutely.
And so how do you feel about yourself now?
Redeemed. Saved.
Meaning what?
Blessed. Say again?
Meaning what?
Meaning that I finally let go of everything. And it wasn't because of something that I did. That it wasn't because of a single epiphany that I had. It was because, like you said earlier, I realized that I didn't star in this movie. That I'm really not important. I'm special as a creation because God took the time to create me. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm not as important as I thought I was.
So you don't have anger or guilt or anything anymore?
That would be a lie to say that I don't have it because I'm human, but I control it better than I ever have in the past.
You control what?
I controlled only one thing, the fact that I let go of the control and gave those kinds of worries to God.
No, you still have anger?
Just from a natural standpoint, you know, there's things that surprise me or shock me. You know, if you jump out of the aisle when I'm walking by, you know, it's probably going to startle me and I'm going to get angry in the moment. But as far as having, like, anger for you because you're black or because another radio host doesn't agree with the same things that I do.
Because of time, you still have anger?
No, not like I used to.
You still have anger? You get angry?
Not the way I used to. Now I try to put myself in the other person's shoes before I just volunteer my opinion.
Do you still have anger?
No.
You never get angry anymore?
Not like I used to. No, I can honestly say that I don't.
Anymore?
Not in my heart.
Do you still get angry?
Nope.
You don't get angry ever at any time about anything?
Well, the only thing I can say about that, Jess, is I don't get angry so far. So far, I haven't encountered something that's pushed me to the point that I lose my bearings and control, and I can't de-escalate my own thoughts in the moment.
But you can't get angry?
Oh, we all have the potential.
But
I choose not to because I would rather love people than I would.
You can get angry?
Everybody can get angry.
How about you?
everybody can.
How about you?
That's what, yeah, that's the beautiful balance of life. We're all hypocrites because without light, there can't be dark.
What's beautiful about getting angry, period?
There's nothing beautiful about it.
So why don't you drop your anger?
I've told you 5 times I don't have it.
But you said you can get angry.
Everybody can get angry. But I can get happy, too.
But you said you can get angry.
Do you control your happiness? Yeah, everybody gets angry.
No, but what I'm asking, you said that you can get angry, right?
Everybody can get angry.
That's
yes,
not what I didn't ask about everybody. I'm asking you, did you say that you can get angry?
Yes, I can get angry. I choose not to.
And you said that you believe in God?
Absolutely.
And how is it possible to ever get angry if you believe in God?
Because even in the Bible, if you want to study it, if you want to read it casually, it is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's entirely possible to be angry and be a Christian in a healthy way, because even in Ecclesiastes, it tells you that there's a season for everything. You have to pick and choose your spots appropriately. The walls of Jericho didn't come down because somebody just had a really fabulous trebuchet. It came down from the trumpet.
But God said that an angry person is an evil person, and do not trust an angry person.
And that is absolutely true. But that has to be the kind of person that is born from anger. That when they wake up, they want to spread their anger.
Why did he put that in there? He never said that.
No, that's my interpretation.
But why would you interpret it like that?
Why wouldn't you?
No, why would you?
No, I'm asking you, why wouldn't you?
Because you're not.
You would not reasonably interpret the fact.
Yeah, you're not supposed to interpret the truth.
Well, that's the truth according to you.
Interpretation is one of the worst problems in human nature. Interpretation.
Then what are you doing on your show right now?
DJ, thank you, but I got to run because of time. I appreciate it. Let me go to Joseph out of New Jersey. Joseph, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well.
I just had a question about self.
Okay.
So I think this is where my hang-up is and why I'm, like, a little confused is, well, one of my questions is, what about the thoughts that you feel like you control when you go to the store or you're making decisions and stuff like that? Like, are you the one who is making that stuff when on a physical level, or is that God?
God.
I think that's where I'm getting confused on.
When you go to the store, you know you want to buy sweet potatoes, feet, collard green. That's an appetite that you have, right? It's the appetite is making that decision for you, not you.
Okay, because this is where I'm getting confused on, is if I can have no perspective of self, but yet I'm witnessing life. This is where I'm getting confused on the who I am or me part. Is I can't comprehend that I'm witnessing my life, but yet I have no say, or there's just no, like, the whole playing God thing. Like, I don't believe I'm God that, like, created the universe or something, but I guess it's so mind-blowing to think that even on a physical level or just on my own life level that I don't have any type of say or anything. Like, I'm seeing this all through my eyes. That's what's so weird about this, and I'm witnessing, like, through quote-unquote Joe, and this is where I'm getting so confused on self. Like, if I'm have no perspective on self, then, you know,
at this point,
it sounds crazy.
When you say you're witnessing life, what makes you think that you're witnessing life? What do you mean by that?
Well, because my whole life I'm thinking that I'm this voice making all these decisions and doing all these things and what I want to do and all that stuff. And if I'm not that, and, you know, I have to drop all thinking, and that's basically what my whole life has been revolved around, was, you know, thinking and then basing my actions off of that thinking. And just believing that's, I think that's what's been messing me up here, is that I've been just been following thoughts, and I don't know. It just kind of, something just hit me yesterday, and I was like, if I'm supposed to have no perspective of self, but yet I'm looking at life, it's just kind of crazy to me.
But you're not looking at life, and you have no perception or anything of self. You don't even know who self is. Why don't you let the ego die so you can see know who self is?
I think because I just based my whole self around just this whole stuff, and you're telling me just to drop it, and it's just insane. I think that's what's like been hooking me up, because this makes me feel like I have some type of control over my life. And it's not like all like certain things like, you know, like women or stuff like that's all light stuff. But basically, like, to submit, you have to like drop at like every, like even when you just said having no perspective of self.
What would happen if you drop all thoughts and never gave it to thoughts again? What would happen?
I don't know. I feel like I'm like giving. I know this is like the whole God and Jesus thing, but I feel like I'm giving up my whole soul just by dropping everything.
What?
To be honest,
you feel like you're giving up your whole soul. What do you mean by that?
Well, because basically, I just have to stop everything, and then God just takes control, but. It just seems insane to just do that, to just completely let go. It just seems absolutely insane to do that, because my whole life I've been thinking that I'm the one who's making these decisions and,
right,
you know, making choices and stuff. And basically, if you took away God and Jesus and stuff, this sounds like a whole cult thing that you're telling me to drop everything, to unlearn everything, and to completely drop all perspective of self. And that it just seems like, I know that the devil has me in chains in a weird way, but it basically makes me feel like I'm just giving my soul to some entity that I don't even understand yet, like God and stuff. Like, we say God, but I don't really understand what that means.
You don't need to understand that. That's the beauty, is you don't need to understand them. You don't need faith. You don't need to be strong. You just need to let go of the illusion of thoughts and emotions and as far as ideas that you have about self. And the way you do that is just stop. Be aware of those thoughts and feelings and just don't go with them. And for a practical thought, you know, you live on earth. Even Christ said on the cross, I am thirsty, right? The body is, you got to feed the body, but you're not your body.
Yeah.
But nothing else about you need to do anything about.
But I guess what I'm getting confused on is you're saying...
You should forget about God or Jesus or religion, and just, because those are the things that are hanging, is a hang-up for you, is that you're thinking about God and you think that what I'm telling you, you got to be a Christian, you got to be a certain way, and those are just more false illusions. You don't have to be anything. And when you become nothing, that's when you become all things.
But exactly. But see, that's what I'm so confused on, is that if I am nothing and I can have no perspective of self.
Right.
But yet right now I'm talking to you or I'm seeing other people. I don't understand where I am in that equation if I don't exist. Like, how am I seeing a witnessing life if there's no, if I don't, like, that's what I'm so confused about.
How are you what now?
Is that if you're telling me to be nothing, but yet I'm seeing something and yet I'm talking to you?
What
that's
you
what I'm
seeing?
So confused on. Just my surroundings and stuff, just my life.
But all you see, even that your whole surrounding is an illusion. Nothing
like see like
nothing that you
well,
see
it's crazy,
is real.
Like, who am I? Yeah, like this is the most insane church ever, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. This is crazy, Because it doesn't make any sense to me that nothing exists, but yet I see something.
What do you see that's real?
Just life.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I'm talking to you right now.
Why just, do you call that like, life?
Because that's the only place where I exist is right now.
What?
Because that's the only place that I exist is right now in this life that I'm seeing. Like, that's what's so confusing is that I'm you're saying nothing is real, but yet I'm talking to you. I called into the show. I don't know. It's very difficult to describe because it's not really making a lot of sense of having no perspective of self and saying nothing exists, but yet the sun, the sky, you know, the earth and stuff, my life, my body, like I'm seeing all of those things, but you say those things aren't real.
Those things are here today and gone tomorrow. If they were real, how could they be gone tomorrow?
I have no idea.
So why do you think they're real then?
Because I see them.
Let me ask, what would happen if you really made them, you know what, I'm giving up. I am not going with thoughts anymore. Psychological, emotional thoughts. I'm not going with them anymore. What would happen if you did that?
Nothing would be bothering me or anything. I really would just be just living my life.
So why would you do
But see, I'm not confused on that. But see, like, I understand that part. This is what I'm not getting. If there's no me, then what is witnessing this life that I'm experiencing? That's what I understand the thoughts and psychological and like not listening to those things because you're just believing the voice. You're just believing something that's in your head. And I understand that.
Right.
But what I'm not understanding is that I'm not saying to have a perspective of self, but yet I am witnessing life. And I don't know if it's my life or what. That's what I'm so confused about.
Well, the one thing for sure, you're not witnessing your life yet. You're witnessing a false life right now. It feels like life because that's all you know. It seemed to be life, but that's all you know. But you're only witnessing death. Anyone that lives in thoughts and emotion, believe them, are witnessing death. They're not witnessing life. You don't even know what that is yet.
I'm not saying that I know what it is, but I understand the not listening to the voice part. But again, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like you're really answering the question that I'm looking for.
What question are you looking for?
I don't know. I feel like I'm like repeating myself.
Oh,
that,
why
you're
do
saying,
you?
Well, nothing is. Nothing exists.
Oh, I know
this
what
like
you're
a
doing.
False life. Yeah.
Can you hold on for me? Let me take a quick break.
Yeah, of course.
All right,
no
we got to do the hate news. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. Two more hours to go. 888-773-7733. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. And coming up. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They're using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autograph copy or call 800-411-2663.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. It's a government shutdown. Is that mess or is that good? I don't know. I'm kind of excited about it. And the U.S. military, there was a big meeting between Trump, Hegseth, and others dealing with the military and ICE agents. When I say shutdown, you say ICE. Shutdown ICE. Shutdown ICE. Which I'm kidding around about. That's what the communists want. Get them out of here. This is the end of, and not ICE. ICE gets the other, the bad actor, the bad hombres and mujeres out of here. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, the first of the month, October 1st, 2025 AD. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We did see some of your super chats come in, and yesterday's. We have to get to some of them as well. But it is Hague News, not fake news. You can call in right now, even during Hague News, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. All right? Do it. Now, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says that if you have a trip coming up, plan to arrive at the airport early and hold on tight, brace yourself, not for turbulence, but for delays, potential delays. Many airport employees, including air traffic controllers, required to report to work even during the government shutdown, but they will do so without pay. And staffing issues are likely to rise. And speaking of the government shutdown, the U.S. so-called government has officially shut down. Not completely. I almost started to say I wish, but nah. For the first time in 6 years, probably more of it should shut down, really, honestly. After a deadlocked Congress failed or purposely neglected to pass a funding measure before the midnight deadline, the federal government employs hundreds of thousands of federal employees will be furloughed, put off. Many others who are deemed essential will continue so-called work, but will not receive pay until the impasse ends. As tensions escalate on Capitol Hill, Republicans insisted that Democrats, must agree to extend current funding for an additional 7 weeks. Demon rats, I call them, refused to do so without major concessions over enhanced Obamacare subsidies. Subsidizing people's lives, terrible. The Senate will vote again today on the GOP funding plan, which Republicans vow to put on the floor daily until demon rats agree to reopen the government. And the military, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, the commander-in-chief of the military, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, laying out a new vision for the U.S. military. They addressed a gathering of top admirals and generals in Virginia Tuesday. Hegseth detailed new directives slamming diversity and bashing what he called stupid rules of engagement. Yeah, getting people killed. Rules of engagement are directives governing how and when they can use force, the military can. The defense chief also said combat troops will have to meet with the highest male standard under nasty rules of engagement under Obama. I think there were like more Americans killed under Obama than under George W. Bush. I could be wrong, but that's what I felt like I read. Crazy. Because they basically tied their hands behind their backs and said, now you have to be conducting this war. The defense chief said combat troops will have to meet the highest male standard. And if that means there are no women in combat roles, it is what it is. Nice. That's what Pete Hegseth said. President Trump followed Hegseth with his own remarks, telling America's military brass that we're under an invasion from within as he defended his domestic crackdown. And that's a fact. And by the way, I saw some Reddit thing, not that Reddit is true, that Pete Hegseth called out fat generals. Oh, you know, all these generals are overweight and corpulent, and supposedly they're manly, but they're not very fit. They seem a little out of shape. It's terrible. And ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, were seen on video grabbing and shoving journalists in a New York court on Tuesday. Nice. Oh, that's not nice. I don't know. Now I'm back to Jesse Lee Peterson, Hour 2. I'm James Hake.
man to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. It's the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour's coming up in the next hour, and you can get involved right now by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. And for those who want to know themselves, it's not for everyone. And if you don't want to bother knowing yourself, that's fine. You have a right to stay and live in your misery. No one is going to force you to. So, and you won't be judged. Stay where you are in your hell. But for those who want, men and women who want to overcome, know thyself. Know yourself, it'll blow your mind. What does it mean to defend the faith? I hear that a lot, and I have no clue what it means. And yes, people have been responding to it, like, not going north. And I put my two cents in on Sunday. What does it mean to defend the faith? I hear the Christians say that a lot. I am defending the faith, my faith. What the? We have every way to watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show because we are on around the world from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, different time zone, different things are happening. But whatever you're doing, running away from ICE, fighting ICE, fighting with the school board because of the transgender stuff, or you're a female running for office and trying to take a man's role, whatever you're doing, or just working out, walking, or making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you can be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? 888-7753-773. I want to go back to Joseph out of New Jersey. Joseph, where did we leave off?
I was asking a question on, like, I'm getting confused on the having no perspective of self.
Right.
But yet I'm witnessing, like, life, and you're saying that you said, well, what are you witnessing? I'm like, well, you know, like everything that I look at, even like talking to you right now, and you're telling me that that's not real. I don't understand that.
I know what you're doing wrong.
Yeah.
You're trying to understand it. Your mind, my mind, no human being on earth mind can conceive the truth, can understand the truth. The thoughts, the mind, the emotions are as far away from the truth as the north is from the south, the east is from the west. You can't understand this, so don't try. Your mind cannot know God at all. Your mind cannot know truth. Your mind cannot know anything. And that's why you got to let it go. And then the truth will reveal itself to you, and it will teach you all things. But you can't understand it. You can't figure this out. You can't make yourself understand it. And even to get, not that you are being frustrated, but for people who get frustrated because they don't understand, it's a false self getting frustrated. You got to accept that you cannot understand the truth. The thoughts and emotions have nothing in common with God or with the truth at all. The thoughts and emotions hate God. They hate the truth. So you can't figure it out.
But in the same sentence, you're telling me that I will never be able to understand, but yet God will teach me. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Right, because it can't make sense to the mind.
So how are you supposed to learn? How are you supposed to learn anything then? I don't understand that.
The teacher would teach you from within.
But part of my thing is that it's just basically just the present moment is basically what you're telling me just to believe in.
Yes.
Like there's nothing.
Because No, go ahead.
And that's what's so, I understand the fear and stuff, but I'm saying that's what's so like sketchy about this is that basically you're telling me up until I'm about to die with my body is to believe in nothing. And my whole thing is that, I don't know, I kind of want like a guarantee that I'm going to be straight at the end of all this, or if there even is an end, you know, because I'm so comfortable in the body and stuff and
but
my
you're
life,
not comfortable in the
and
body.
And you're telling me. Well, I
no
I,
human
I guess
being
a part
is
of me,
comfortable in their body. They have conflict. They get lonely. They get angry. They get false feeling of happiness. They get worried. They become suicidal. They are anxious. No human being is comfortable in their body.
But people find comfort within those miseries, though.
No, they don't. Even when they pretend.
Then why do they do them then? Then why do they do them then?
They are not doing
them. I'm comfortable to self right now.
You're comfortable in self right now?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, that I'm to basically just drop self completely. It's just I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense to me at all. Because basically you're just telling me just to believe in the present moment.
I'm not telling you to believe in anything. I'm telling you not to believe in anything.
Well, I guess I'm using the wrong terminology. I mean just like living in the present moment is basically what you're telling me to do. Just up until the
what else?
You know,
what
where my
else
body drops.
Exists other than the present moment?
Well, nothing. But I guess that's what I'm so confused on. On self, and you're telling me that I'll never be able to understand it, and I have to just and I have to basically live with that until the day I die. I'm never going to be able to understand.
Once you start living in the present and practice standing and doubting every thought, you will know the truth and you will know all things. You will never know all things living in your imagination, in your thoughts and emotions. You would never know all things at all because, again, your thoughts and your emotions cannot comprehend the truth. It doesn't know the truth. It hates the truth, and the truth hates it. They have nothing in common. So if you want to be free, you got to live in the present. Everything else is an illusion because it's all in your imagination.
Even me trying to comprehend this is the illusion.
Yes.
That's what the problem is, too.
Yes. You try to use your mind to comprehend the truth, and it's not going to work because your mind hates the truth. It will not let you comprehend the truth. As a matter of fact, it's shaking its boots thinking you may comprehend the truth, and it works overtime to stop you from doing that.
So then, okay, then just to end it, because I think this is where I can like get a little clarity. So then, what's the voice when you're like reading or something, and that's reading back to you? That's just God, is what you're saying?
No, like, that's Satan.
When you're reading, you know, like when you read a book or through your head or something, if you're reading like an article or something like that,
and, right?
And you're reading in your head to use it as like you go to the supermarket, and that you're not using that in the same way, then?
No. Because it's like when people read the Bible, Satan is, they hear voice in their head, or voices in their head interpreting the Bible for them. And then they think that it's them, or they think it's God. And they're thinking that because Satan is interpreting the thing that they have read already and been told what it means. And they think that they're hearing the voice of God when they read the Bible, and they're not. They think that they're hearing... They're hearing the truth about what they're reading, and they're not. And so they end up thinking that they know God, and they don't. Because Satan interprets the Bible for you. You hear his voice, it sounds like your voice.
So I understand the interpretation aspect of it, but yet you're saying that I can, or God or whatever, or however, I'm a little confused on, going to the supermarket or the gym and stuff, and I'm like, okay, I want to go do that. And you're saying that's God or me or whatever, but yet me just reading words off of a paper in my head, like reading a sentence, is not me. That's the devil. That's what.
Right.
Okay. So then what? So then how are you supposed to read the Bible then? It's full of words.
You read it and you put it away, and it will be revealed to you the truth of what you read. From within, not from your head.
Okay. Yeah.
You have a teacher inside, and his name is the Holy Spirit. He will teach you all things. He is the Spirit of truth. He is your teacher, and he will teach you, bring all things to you, not your mind, which is the mind of evil, and not your own mind, but the teacher within. That's why our parents screw us up. By teaching us, as soon as we pop out of the womb, they start teaching us. Say hello, say goodbye, act this way, act that way, do this. I'm going to put you in grade school. I'm going to put you in school. I'm going to talk to you in my belly. They're constantly teaching you, taking you away from the teacher within. If they never taught you anything, you'll be only being taught, you'll grow up being taught by the Spirit of Truth. And then you wouldn't have the conflict you're having now, trying to unlearn all this mess.
Well, I think it's just because I'm confused, because in the same sentence you're saying that I'm going to be taught, but in the same sentence you're saying I'll never understand.
But you will, but it won't be you understanding. It'll be the Spirit of Truth in you understanding.
Yeah, I guess I'm just completely confused on self, because you're saying that I will be taught, but then...
Well, I have to communicate. I'm communicating with you about it, but
yeah.
When I said me, I don't mean you, because you don't know who you is at this point. But listen,
yeah.
What I recommend, Joseph, stop trying to understand this. You can't figure it out. You can't understand it. You got to admit that you don't know, and then... Be quiet, meaning stop listening to their voices, stop believing them. They're going to scream at you. They're going to try to teach you, but don't listen to them. Be aware that they're there, but do nothing else, and just do what's in front of you. Stay present, and it will take care of it for you.
And so to basically never have, I should never question anything then? I should never question life at all?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't know. It's just because you're basically just telling me that I just have to be present.
Right.
But then I should never question anything then, because then that's me in my head trying to figure out stuff, figure out this and understand.
Right.
Wow. All right.
What's wrong with living without having an opinion? A question, but just be. What's wrong with that?
I don't know how to explain it. But I think it's because it's just a little crazy to just drop all this stuff that I think that I am, I guess.
But it's not crazy when you drop it. It's crazy to not drop it.
Well, I think it's just because, like, you got to think, like, you're all the way over in California. I haven't heard. There's a fellowship church right next by me, right nearby me, and there's nobody, like, on the planet other than your church that I've found that has this, I don't even want to say transformation or whatever, but just this completely different. And I know you're going to say no perspective, but just to have this completely different perspective, like, there's no other church, like, on the planet like this, and it's just insane. It's just, you know, and I understand this is, I understand that I'm insane to a certain degree, but.
But what? Who is drawing you to the message that you hear from our fellowship? Who's drawing you onto that?
I have no idea.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
It's not from you. You can't make yourself understand that. It's the light in you drawing you, and you have nothing to do with it. Because you can't understand the truth on your own. I can't understand the truth on my own. No one can, because the mind can't conceive the things of the truth. It has no relationship. And you've been living by your mind, your thoughts and emotions. You've grown up with that, and you have been told, and you thought that it was you. You believed a lie.
Yeah.
Now you're starting to hear that it's not you, and this thing is like, well, what am I going to do? If that's not me, then what the? It's not me feeling the pain. It's not me thinking this or that. It's not me when I read a book and it's telling me what I'm reading and I hear this voice. You've been so attached to that voice, and those voices are attached to you. They don't want to let you go.
I don't know if I'm wrong, but I feel like the feelings and thoughts are kind of like the easier part. The harder part to drop is just the whole self itself. Like the whole, I just have to just be just insane to think about. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but
right. But the only thing that you're dropping is the thoughts and emotions. All of your ideas, all of your plan about self and other things, the thoughts and emotions are what you're dropping, because that's an illusion.
All right. it's just crazy. I know I'm probably crazy in this whole.
I know what you mean, because when I first was allowed to understand what really going on, you know, I shake my head. I'm like, wow, all of my life I've been thinking something else and believing that stuff, and it was never real. And it was difficult to separate my false self, not me doing it on my own, but from the illusionary self. And the more I do it, the more I see that nothing I've ever known was real or true. Because it was in my head, and I thought out of my thoughts, too. I thought out of my feelings. I thought I was my loneliness. I thought I was the fear. And it was never me. It was all an illusion. And then when other people try to hurt you, try to attack you, they're nasty and mean towards you, I used to think it was them. But I now know clearly that it's not them. It's the same illusion that I was living. They think that it's them, that they're feeling the pain. They think they're angry. They think it's them, and it's not. And they're trying to protect this false self by reacting.
Yeah.
Won't you give it a good try? Like today, right now, don't do anything that the imagination tells you to do or believe about yourself, but be aware that it's telling you that and do nothing about it.
Okay.
And see what happens.
I can do that. It's just absolutely insane.
It is insane.
For real. Like, there's no church. There's no church that's like this. I don't know. There's a church, like a fellowship church, that was nearby, and I'm thinking it was going to be something like yours, and they did the whole singing, and you know, just telling you what the you know, what this means in the Bible and stuff, and it's just all intellectual stuff, and that used to be one of my biggest hangups, but it's just this is just absolutely insane. But I'll definitely do that.
But the preacher,
and I know that you're gonna say that this isn't me who's thinking that this is insane or whatever, but
the preachers of today are the Pharisees in the same way that they were when Christ was around, and he told them that they clean the glass on the outside, they dress up, they learn the Bible, they put on fancy clothes, and they go and pretend they're teaching the truth, and they are doing it because their followers are making them feel like they're important, like they're something, and the people they use the people to get their followers, they use them to get a false identity, because the followers are false themselves. They put the teacher on a pedestal, and so they're not going to tell you the truth. That's what the preachers are like today. They're Pharisees. They hate God. And they build fancy churches and loud speakers and they bring in singers, and it's all a cover up. It's all fake. They hate God. The preachers hate God more than the congregation itself.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not gonna hold up the phone any, because I was about to say, you know, that I think that's the reason why I want to like understand and figure this out, and I understand the whole being a hypocrite and trying to be a Christian, and I understand not trying to be chasing after it, but it's just kind of crazy that I have to just believe in nothing and just live my life and just trust that I'm going to be straight at the end of this. Cause that's the whole reason why I started all this, you know, is I want to, you know, my mom and everybody told me that I was going to die, you know, one day, and, you know, oh, we all go to heaven. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, and no one's trying to like figure, you know, there's not like a concrete thing. It was just kind of up in the air. Like, yeah, this is just what we believe. And, you know, but I'll definitely do the imagination thing.
Believers are already in hell, and they call it heaven.
I know, but that's what I'm like. Oh, like that. I think that's the reason why I was trying to like figure this out or understand it. I didn't want to like my whole life thinking that, oh yeah, like I'm saved and like intellectually, even this, you're like this message, like just learning it and like repeating it in my head. Like how you're, that's the reason why I asked the question about like the Bible and stuff and like reading, because I could have went my whole life like believing that I'm saved and stuff, but it would just all be intellectual, and I would just be stuck in hell forever. And yes. So I think that's the reason why I was just, yeah.
So,
I'll definitely do the imagination thing.
Yeah, your primary problem right now is you're trying to understand it, you're trying to believe it, you're trying to figure it out. And you don't know that that's not even you doing that. That is the deceiver in you trying to make you think that you need to do all that, because it doesn't want you to know that you don't need to do that. You can't do it. It'll be done for you if you let go of all trying to believe and understand and figure out. You got to cut that out.
Yeah. Okay.
Nothing cannot believe something.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Nothing from nothing lead nothing. You gotta have something.
This is insane.
If you wanna be me. It is insane that you've been living an illusion.
Yeah.
And so just try a little bit. Stop trying to figure it out. Don't listen to the thoughts. Yeah. That try to make you try to figure it out. You can't figure it out. That's a setup. There is no you to figure out anything.
Yeah. All right. I get, because I'm going to keep saying the same thing, but yeah, I'm confused on what's witnessing this life that I'm looking through. I understand
what
I'm thinking, but I'm gonna wind up just repeating the same thing again. But I'm just confused. You're saying that there's nothing, but yet I'm witnessing this life that I'm experiencing, But I'm going to do the whole imagination thing.
What are you going to do?
I'm not going to listen to my imagination anymore. Just trying to figure this out and stuff and understanding.
Yeah, stop
you had an assignment last week about not having thoughts about yourself and stuff like that. So and you just keep doing that.
Did you realize there's no self to have a thought about?
Well, I guess that's why I called. I'm so confused on, and I guess you're going to say that I'm not even this confusion on myself, but
you're not.
But
this confusion that you seem to have is not you. You're still being deceived by the imagination, by evil.
Yeah.
It's telling you that. Oh, how did that be? I'm looking at life right now. What do you mean this and that? You still listen to a false self.
Yeah.
It's telling you that. It's not you telling you that.
Yeah. This is just absolutely insane, Jesse. Oh, man. All right.
So
I got it.
In closing, I'm going to encourage you to just watch what's happening in you and go along your day, go to work, go eat, go to the gym, whatever you do. Just do what's in front of you to do while being aware of what's happening in you, the thoughts and feelings.
All right.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
What did I say?
To be aware of the thoughts and feelings and stuff.
And that's,
I'm believing that it's me. And
yeah.
That's what the problem is.
Yep. Go about your day. Go to work. Go to the gym. Go to whatever. But be aware of what it's telling you and what you're feeling on it. Inside, do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Don't try to control it. Don't try to stop it. Don't complain about it. Just be aware of it. And I promise you, the awareness will save you from the unawareness, from the darkness.
So who's the one? All right, never mind. I was about to say, who's the one who's aware? But I'm gonna wind up keeping you on the phone all day.
Because you work right back into your head. Because Satan told me, who is the one that's aware? And you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's what I'm thinking.
I know. I got to stop trying to understand this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you cannot understand it. Your mind, your thoughts are not God's mind and not God's thoughts.
Okay. I got it.
So stop trying to understand it.
I will.
Let me know how it goes.
I got you. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing.
Take care.
Okay.
Amazing.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to first time caller, Dante out of Georgia. Dante.
Hello. Yes, sir.
You're on the air.
Wow. Good day to you, Jesse. Good to hear your voice on this side and for you to be able to hear mine. So I got a comment. I got actually two.
Okay.
The first one is I had a chance to finally forgive my mother. I used what you recommend to all of your listeners, which is to reach out to your mother and to forgive her, you know, and I had a chance to do that a couple of days ago, and I'm telling you, I feel so free. It seems like I was able to recognize almost like the same day or the night I had a little spiritual attack that came up, and I was able to identify that I have some controlling issues that I needed to resolve.
Dante, hold for me. Let me take a quick break, and I'll come right back to you. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.
When man changed, then our family would change, and our community would change. The power is in the man. When man changed, then our family would change, and our community would change. The power is in the man. When God created man in his image, he gave the power and authority to him. Because we've been raised by women, they know not what they do, keeping man away from God. And until man.
Amazing. 888-7753-773-888-77. Jesse, welcome back. Brand new episode of The Fallen State on Friday, if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise at 11 a.m. I had a very interesting discussion with Kim Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R, Heller. She is an author, political commentator, an anti-apartheid advocate from South Africa, Mommy Africa. And she has a brand new book called White Power and Privilege in a Democratic South Africa. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a genocide happening to white people in South Africa right now.
There's no genocide of white people.
Do you have white privilege?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm writing my second book on white supremacy, stealing land, killing people, damaging their culture.
Why do you mama the black?
Oh,
there, baby. I know you can't make it. Instead of showing them real love. It's and funny. You seem to want to please the black man. And you say, I seem to want to be the white man.
No,
what happened here? You're going to enjoy this one. I know I say it every time, but it was so interesting and to see her defend the blacks. Her whole life is about that. It's crazy, but it's what's happening. TheFallenState.tv this Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can support The Fallen State by becoming a member of The Fallen State right there on the YouTube station channel, thefallenstate.tv, or Jesse Lee Peterson on Locals, jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Amazing. And don't forget to check out our merch, and we have amazing coffee, Punchy's Coffee, amazing merch at jesseleepeterson.shop. Look at good old coffee. That coffee is so good, it makes you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. Punchy's Coffee. Blacker than black. And then we have T-shirts and mugs and all kinds of stuff. When she lying, she crying shirts, hoodies, everything. And you can make a donation there. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, my amazing books. And thank you for your support. A lot of you are starting to support because you are being helped. Even some of my enemies, like, I don't like you, but I like what you're doing. I'm helping you out. Thank you. I appreciate it. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or 800-411-BOND. Let me go back to Dante, a first-time caller out of Georgia. So, Dante, you went and forgave your mother. How did that go?
it went really, really well. And I used your advice as just to let her know that I was sorry for resenting her. I realized that she could not help herself. She did the best that she could as a woman and a mother. And then I told her that I forgive her.
Right on.
And she sat there for a couple of seconds on the phone, and I didn't really know what to expect because, you know, my mom is my mom. But then she turned around and said, "Thank you for your forgiveness."
Right on.
And I always felt like I didn't have any resentment to her, but I've been listening to your show for probably about, I say probably about 3 months now. Every single day I log in and even check out the church on Sundays on the Bond app. And so I have to say, you know, since the first day that I've had a chance to listen to you, I have to say I've agreed with probably a lot or not most of everything that you say and recommend. And not all, but most, because today...
Not all, but most,
because today I said, "Oh, no, Jesse, no, come on, Jesse, you heard me a little bit today, but I realized that I should not be identifying with that feeling." And so I said I would just call you and bring this Bud Crawford situation just to give you a little bit of a different perspective on this particular topic. Is one of my other comments. He was pulled over, and
let me just tell the people who you're talking about. I played a song this morning about a boxer by the name of Terrence Bud Crawford, and he was pulled over by the cops, and it's just been messy. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then he, you know, he just won this next championship belt or something. But I wanted to kind of just bring something to your attention. I don't know Bud Crawford personally, and I follow boxing to a certain extent. I've always had a boxing kind of mentality since, you know, back Sugar Ray and Tommy Hearns and those things. But a lot of things that I've always heard about Bud is that he is really a good man. What he's been able to do for his city that he's from in Omaha, Nebraska, the way he's been able to grow up and pretty much stay out of trouble, even though as a kid he did some probably some things that he shouldn't have done. But from what I've gathered as far as his professional fighting career, you know, he loves the Lord. From my understanding, he gives him credit for everything that he's been able to accomplish in his life. He's a married man, faithful, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. He preaches work and work ethic, staying out of trouble, doing the right thing. So from what I've gathered about him, he's a good man. And actually, like I said, the city of Omaha has given him the key to the city. And I know that these keys to the city have been given out to other celebrity figures, and seems like, you know, these type of things happen. But
because of time, what does that have to do with him being stopped by the cop and allegedly having a gun in his car and things went down? What does that have to do with what you're saying about him?
So I think what I'm trying to shine a light on is not all, but most black people, when they get pulled over by the police, sometimes they do encounter what could be an evil cop. That's just a human. Just because he's a police officer does not make him a good person. He could still be evil. So that could be why he felt the need to pull his weapon and pretty much just for what you described is what black people have done. They get pulled over, they act out, they do all of these different type of things, right?
Yes.
And so we do realize that is a big issue within the black community, But not all. And we have to focus on the not all. We got Bud Crawford, who has a reputation of being a good man.
But if Bud was a good man and he was stopped by the cops and the cop pulled the gun, whatever happened, he will understand because he know how difficult it is for the cops when they have to deal with the blacks. So Bud would understand that and just follow the orders without complaining about them.
Yeah, he probably does understand, just like
so
I
then
do.
Why is he complaining then?
We haven't heard him complain at all. I think the soundbite that you played was his security guard
right.
that, you know, that said that whatever the story was contradictory to what the officer had really reported.
But why didn't Bud tell his worker, you know what, leave that alone. I understand why the cop had to pull the gun on me. I had a gun in the car, allegedly. And I understand why did Bud not stop his worker if Bud is such a good person?
Yeah, so in that scenario, it's just like the other day you had a caller call in and he had been poisoned by gas. His girlfriend tried to kill him, but he turned around and called his father, the girl's father, as opposed to calling the police. So we don't know why people react the way that they do react. But when you know what, it's only a certain amount of people that know the truth that happened that day. And that's the police
right.
officers and Bud and the people that were in the car. So, you know, the truth, we all don't know because none of us were actually there. So the police going to make their report, and then Bud and them, if they hear that,
so
it's contradictory.
So are you taking Bud's side or the police side?
No, I'm not taking no side. I'm just saying
that
there are definitely two sides, you know. But like I said, it's not all, but most. It's just like white people. Not all white people want to be categorized as prejudiced or racist because they're not.
Because of time, I'm sorry to cut you off, but because of time. Are you black?
Yeah. Very.
and how old are you?
47.
So why do you call Bud good?
Well, like I said, I don't know him personally.
I know, but why did you call him good?
So you would consider a man good when you judge them by their works.
No,
and from what I did mention.
But there's no such thing as a good man or woman.
Well, that's your opinion. That's where I would say not all, but most.
So am I wrong by when I say there's no such thing as a good man or woman?
No, because you're not accurate about that because you do describe that there's only two things. There's not two races. There's not black and white. There's only good and evil. So there has to be one or the two. We got to stand on something somewhere.
Right.
And I do believe that's the case. There is good people and there are evil people. And
but
they
God
come in
said
all
that
different
there are
colors.
No good people at all. Is God lying too?
I'm not familiar with that particular scripture that you
he said
are
no man
up.
Is good. Even Jesus said no man is good. Why do you call me good? No man is good. Was Jesus lying?
Yeah, what scripture are you referring to? That way I can do my research on that because, see, one thing I do is I share scriptures from the Bible every single day to a list of people. I'm self-employed here in Georgia.
Have you ever read that when Jesus said, why do you call me good? No man is good.
I can look it up right now if you want me to.
You can call me back tomorrow, Bible Thumper Thursday. But read Mark. I'm being told now, it's in Mark 10, verse 18.
Mark chapter 10, verse 18. Yeah. All right, I'll look it up.
And Luke 18, 19. They were calling Jesus good. And Jesus like, what the? Why you call me good? No man is good. Only God is good.
All right. So I could be wrong. And I'm a man that will admit if I'm wrong because of a lack of knowledge. And so I will research those scriptures.
Okay.
But let's just say Bud isn't a good man. You know, let's just say he's a bad man.
Well,
so
you
that would
have
make
to call
the
him
topic.
Bad, but he's not good. That's for sure.
Well, so what is the police officer?
Even Jesus said in Romans 3:10-12.
Romans 3:10-12. What does he say?
None is righteous. No, not one.
Okay. I'll do my research on that as well. So it just seems like you have a double standard here. I'm trying to now figure out, do you believe that there are two races, that there are whites and blacks? Because you do refer to blacks a lot. And then you do refer to whites a lot. So, you know, I don't typically do that. I just go with good and bad because, like I said, I am a black man that's self-employed. I incorporated a business here in Georgia in 2006.
I got to run, but call me tomorrow about the no man is good thing, all right?
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. So the police could not be good, too, as well. I just want to make sure that we're giving a fair assessment.
Did you hear me say no man is good, no woman is good?
No man is good. All right, cool.
So that was, no man is good.
Good.
Thank you, buddy. Okay. I got to run. Call me tomorrow, on Bible Thumper Thursday.
Sure. Have a blessed rest of your day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Super chat.
Super chat.
On Cash App yesterday, yesterday, Anthony said Country and Western Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Fendi bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. Fendi.
Fendi, thank you.
Good morning, Jesse. Will you please do the African dance? Laughing faces with tears coming out sideways.
I will one day. Thank you.
Flying Fruit Christian here. What is the gospel? Can someone be born again if they choose not to come to Jesus? Once we are sorry for hating, we get born again?
I don't understand the question. Can you break it down a little bit?
He asks, what is the gospel?
I guess they mean the Bible, right?
He's a Christian.
But I think when they say that, they mean the Bible.
Yeah.
They shut the government down, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
Exciting.
The government is shut down, finally. I hope they never open it up again.
Me too.
But I think they're referring to the Bible.
No. No, he's asking you what the gospel is.
Right. That's what I'm telling you. Are they referring to the Bible?
Not necessarily.
When they say the gospel, what are they saying?
The gospels are four books in the Bible. Those are called gospels. The four books that talk about Jesus coming. He was the good news.
That's what they call the gospel?
He's asking you, man. What are you asking me for?
I don't know what they mean.
Come on, man. Get a life. He asks if someone could be born again if they choose not to come to Jesus.
Well, unless you believe the message that Jesus brought that was sent to us through him by his Father, you got to believe that in order to find your way to return back to the Father. So you're not like believing in Jesus, but you believe in the message that he sent. This is the way you find your way back to the Father. That's what you're doing. Now, when they say they believe in Jesus, I don't know what they mean.
They're just repeating words.
Yeah.
Saying the name and thinking it's magic.
You believe without trying to believe. You see and understand the message that the Son brought from the Father, telling us, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what you must do in order to return back to the Father. We brought you back. You're doing well now. No problem. Just here's the way you get back home. That kind of thing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And over on Super Chat, yesterday's last Super Chat, man, this is tough. Be Happy says, is a new member.
Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you kindly.
Yeah.
And shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the D-Live crew. Shout out. You guys know who you are. On Cash App.
D-Live crew. Thank you.
On Bond JLP Cash App, Anthony says, Maxine's wig seen protesting Santa Monica Boulevard.
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
And Jay Lynn gave a Cash App and says one.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jay Lynn. Amazing.
Or Jalen. Not sure which. Pardon my butchering of the name. Kevin says, may we be blessed.
Absolutely.
Very generous.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks kindly. Don gave a couple of coffees.
Thanks for your help. Thank you, Don.
Don says, when you stop consulting with thought, when you stop consulting with thoughts, do you mean just to stop trying to be smart and be dumb, as the world says, would say?
No, what I mean is be aware of those thoughts telling you to do this or that, to believe this or that, or anything, and don't go with it. Just be aware of them, but don't listen to them. Don't obey them. Don't follow them. Be aware, but don't believe what they say, because they'll tell you to do one thing, and then you do it. That will not work. And then you tell you to do this, you will do that, and it doesn't work. You keep consulting with evil. Be aware of the evil, but do nothing about it. Thank you.
Don also asks with a different coffee.
Ask!
I heard you say there's no such thing as a friend / friendships. Can you explain what you mean?
It's an illusion. And when you hang out with folks or you play with people, don't put a title on it. And when you don't put a title on it, like friendship or anything like that, there are no expectations. And they can come and they can go, and you'll be fine. No ownership, no expectation or anything. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Flying Fruit. Is it a sin to go for an Asian massage? One of those that are a little questionable?
I don't know what that is.
You know how that guy went up and shot up the Asian massage parlor? That young man who was Christian, he believed sex out of wedlock was a sin, but he was going to those Asian massage parlors, and so he shot them up because he couldn't deal with the temptation. Years back, a few years ago.
So he was doing that with him? He wasn't getting a massage?
He was getting a massage, but more than just a massage. It was like sex stuff.
Oh.
So he's asking if it's a sin to go for those massage things.
I don't know, because I don't know what they're doing up in there. When I think of massage, I think of massage.
Right.
But it sounds like there's more to this one with the Asians. Go and get a normal massage. That's all. Thank you.
A-L-L, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
As always. Stephen, a wise man once said a wise man once, biblical question. And then he says, defending is pretending. And I have...
What does it mean to defend the faith?
Apparently, it means pretending.
Oh, okay. Thank
Stephen.
You. Oh, he's referring to the biblical, answering the biblical question, right?
I believe so.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
RH, five coffees, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, RH.
No fear, just faith, Jesse. I couldn't help but chuckle. Isola Foster, Reform Party's VP candidate, and even introduced her at the 2000 convention.
May her soul rest in peace.
Remember your own words during that speech. God is good, and with God, all things are possible. Cut Rick some slack. You evolved over time. Give him the same chance to grow.
Oh, me and Rick, they voted for that woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to be crazy like that. I totally understand it. And I was blind. I thought it was okay for a woman to run, too. So I'm patient with Rick.
What makes you think he's not cutting him some slack?
Right. Fine with it. I have no problem. Rick is a really big fan and a good dude.
So, here's what I recommend.
I got to take a break. Thank you all so much. What the? I didn't know we... When I come back, straight to your calls. Manhood Hour's coming up. And we got to finish the super chats and all that. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
It works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
all kinds of mess going on in the world. Like you wouldn't believe. Twin hurricanes, they're calling them. I think that that's fake news. They're probably not twins. But two hurricanes, Imelda and Humberto. Nice. And the Philippines had an earthquake. And hey, check out. There's going to be a, if not already, Trump RX. Trump prescription. RX is short for prescription, right? Something like that, I think. It's a Trump RX website for discounted medications and drugs. So cool. And it's not illicit drugs, by the way. Sweet. Trump looking out for the little guy, like always. Okay, so this is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Manhood Hour coming up here in the third hour. It's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, Manhood Hour. And it's the first of the month, October 1st, AD 2025. There is one line open. You, yes, you can call in right now, I do believe, if you're able to, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air for Manhood Hour. And we even, believe it or not, we even allow women on the line during Manhood Hour. In some cases, people think that we prioritize the women during Manhood Hour. Nice. So check it out, ladies and gents. Sweet. After the JLP show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and then an hour break after the Anchor Baby, and then Punchy TV will be live today, is the plan. 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern. Punchy TV on YouTube. And then on, we also stream it on JLP's alternative channels, as well as punchy.tv/punchytv. PUNCHIE. No Y. No Y in Punchy. It's Southern, so it's PUNCHIE. Nice. Now, speaking of that, those ICE people grabbing and shoving journalists, also known as communists, perhaps, maybe, at a New York court on Tuesday, yesterday, sparking swift condemnation from so-called immigrant rights groups and Democrat lawmakers. The incident came as tensions have been escalating nationally, supposedly over ICE tactics and press freedom, which means which has more to do with the illegal aliens going out of control and resisting arrest and fleeing and is trying to escape, and the communist propaganda, which is to say so-called press freedom. And critics are arguing that officers are being overly aggressive because they're unmanly people, lay people, these critics are, who pretend like they're tender-hearted when really they're evil and dark and emotional. The agency says the safety of the agents is at risk, and that's a fact, Jack. The so-called journalists were documenting an arrest when they were shoved, according to the New York Immigration Coalition, which is probably a communist outfit. I use the term perhaps loosely, right? I disclaim, all right? The views expressed by Hake do not represent Hake or Bond or JLP. It's just these people, Immigration Coalition. Anyway, the spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, offered a different account, saying ICE agents were swarmed by agitators and members of the press while arresting an immigrant, illegal, from Peru, alleged illegal, I guess, from Peru. Stay out of the way, you so-called journalists. They are like vultures. They get in the way. Anyway, hurricanes, twin hurricanes, they're calling it. I think that's fake news. I don't think they were birthed by nature and nature's God. I guess they could be twins. They're churning up powerful waves along the U.S. East Coast as these storms head toward Bermuda. Maybe even Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. The island is facing a rare 1-2 punch from the hurricanes, with Humberto passing nearby Tuesday and Imelda potentially making a direct hit today. If it hasn't happened already, who knows? In North Carolina's Outer Banks, at least 5 homes collapsed into the ocean. Whoa! So said National Park Service. Dramatic video, too. Crazy. Whew. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Thank you. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Already, you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. If you missed the first hour of the show today, I really want to encourage you to check it out. You won't be disappointed. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And my biblical question, a doozy, what does it mean to defend the faith? I want to know what I hear it a lot, and I've been hearing a lot lately, even more so. Oh, you're defending the faith. You died defending the faith. You were beat up defending the faith. I just defend my faith, they say. And I'm not saying that it's not real. I just want to know what does it mean and what does that mean and how do you do it? What does it mean to defend the faith? To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP Talk or bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Wednesday. And the last hour of every Wednesday show, I just realized I saw it earlier. We have the Thanksgiving background. That's nice. Is it Thanksgiving all right?
Well, I was thinking it's more like fall, and then as we get later into October, it'll get spooky.
So then
back into Thanksgiving.
And so for right now, this is a fall look.
Yeah.
Oh.
Autumn is here.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you. It is Wednesday, the last hour of the show, and every Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way. You got a mama with it. What the? I guess that is mama.
Who is that? White. Who would have thought that a kid from South Jamaica, Queens, with learning disabilities.
I did not know that.
Could one day become the mayor of the greatest city in the world. I'm proud of the leadership team we built. Appointing the first Dominican, Indian, and Filipino deputy mayor. First woman to serve as fire commissioner. First Korean commissioner as small business service. The first Jewish woman to head the NYPD intelligence division.
Women in charge.
Yeah, it just keeps getting worse.
That mattered to me because at my core, I'm still Dorothy Adams' son.
What the? I hadn't seen all that. The anchor baby put that together, Nick. Amazing. Before I go back to the callers, I just found this out today. From AOL, and my producer told me about it. A hard-up Detroit man who was surprised with $100,000 for being nice to an influencer was later kidnapped, beaten, and left tied up inside a burning car for some of his own or by some of his own relatives trying to steal his windfall. Watch this from Fox 2.
My life just changed overnight.
1 minute, 60-year-old Curtis Dixon was receiving $100,000 for a good deed.
We need more people like Curtis in this world.
A week and a half later, last Monday, witnesses say Dixon was hogtied in his burned-out SUV on Detroit's east side.
I woke up. I'm like, what's going on?
He survived. Sources say there are some inconsistencies in Dixon's story, but he claims he met someone in the area of Mount Elliott in Nevada. From there, he was kidnapped, driven to ATMs to pull out money, then beaten, tied up, and his car set ablaze. Several days into this investigation, the feds picked up the case from Detroit police. The ATF now investigating this as a possible arson, kidnapping, and extortion.
And hopefully they catch whoever did it to him, because we don't want that in our neighborhood.
Last month, Dixon was gifted $100,000 from MD Motivator. He's a famous YouTuber who rewards good deeds with dollars. MD Motivator posing as a blind man in need in this viral video.
I'll have a couple bucks when I come out here. I'm going to find my wedding ring, man. But I just showed up yesterday, man. But I'll have a couple bucks.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple bucks.
Thank you, man. Bless you.
Dixon offering what little money he had to help.
Even in my neighborhood, people know me now. People that didn't know me now.
I bet they do it. $100,000. What the? They all know you now. And here's what the reporter said about the inconsistency in the man's story. This is from Fox as well.
And as I follow this story, it seems that the missing pieces here that those feds will have to piece together is exactly what happened relative to those inconsistencies in the story. Any more you can tell me about that?
Well, we do know there's some video that police were able to use that placed at least Curtis, or what appeared to be Curtis, at some of these ATMs, possibly against his will. And if you remember, too, there were witnesses that say he was tied up in this SUV and that they rescued him. So there are some parts of this story that are definitely true. It's just a matter of placing it all together. Sometimes, though, these unbelievable stories, they end up panning out. So we will see.
Amazing. That's interesting, huh? Well, Detroit is not the place you want to be anyway. What the? Amazing. And another example of evil. This is hell on earth. And my country is gone. And it is not coming back. Goodbye, America. This is from KHOU 11. A mother accused of shooting her son in North Harris County faces a judge for her initial court appearance on Wednesday. And the son, a 13-year-old boy, rushed to the hospital. Watch this from KHOU 11.
So we're told the child is at the hospital in stable condition after suffering a single gunshot wound. As for his mother, we can roll that tape. She was actually taken into custody around 8 o'clock tonight. That shooting happening at the family home on Ranch Oak Drive hours earlier. So here's what happened. According to Precinct 4, they say around 5:30, they got a call saying that the mom and the son were fighting each other at the home in the presence of other family members. As they were headed over to the house to deal with that, they get a second call, this one, informing them someone had been shot.
It's just going to be mom and her 13-year-old son that were pretty much, it led to a fight. It led to a verbal disturbance, and ultimately it led her to firing her handgun and striking the child.
Precinct 4 confirms tonight the 13-year-old child was not armed himself. They do say the mom is going to be charged with aggravated assault on a family member. They tell us right now the district attorney's office has already accepted that charge. They also tell us there's a history here at the house. Other calls for service involving the mother and the son. So a long track record of disturbances that culminated tonight in a 13-year-old being shot.
Amazing, huh? If ever we need the fathers in the home, we need them now. rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Let's bring back God's order and things will be just fine. If you're married with a family, God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. That's the only thing that's going to work for if you're married. Now, ladies, if you're not married, you got to go straight to the father yourself. Even if you marry, you still have to go to the father yourself. The husband cannot take you to the father. Even if you're married, you, as an individual, must return to the father yourself. You got to drop the anger, see that you're evil, and forgive. He will forgive you and make you free. Isn't that amazing? But that sounds too simple, Jesse. It has to be more. His ways are simple. His burdens are light, believe me. If you want. And remember how I told you that these people are fighting ICE, trying to keep the illegals in this country because they want the votes? It's a mess, too. WGN-TV is reporting five people are facing federal charges following a weekend protest outside of ICE Processing Center in Broadview. In Broadview. With all of them appearing before a judge this past on Monday. Watch this from WGN News.
These five suspects are accused of forcibly assaulting or resisting federal agents. Today, all five of them faced a judge who decided two of them will remain in custody while the other three were allowed to go home. On Saturday, tensions flaring outside a Broadview ICE facility as protesters clashed with federal agents. 31-year-old Ray Collins and his fiance, 30-year-old Jocelyn Robledo, among those now charged.
His wife was being arrested. He went to his wife's rescue, and that's why he's charged.
Both Collins and Robledo are licensed to conceal carry and had loaded handguns on them at the time. Those were found during their arrests, and neither are accused of using them. Robledo is alleged to have pushed back on federal agents, while Collins charged at them and resisted arrest, injuring an ATF agent's thumb in the process. On social media, ICE labeled the pair armed rioters.
I don't care what ICE says. ICE is doing horrible things right now. They have armed soldiers in the streets arresting people. ICE originally said they were only going after convicted felons and people who had criminal histories.
Border Patrol Chief Gregory Bovino, also posting on X, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. He says two protesters thought they'd spice things up by bringing loaded handguns. Instead of making their point, they now have to make bail.
Amazing. So this guy pretended ICE is the bad guy, right? If those people didn't show up to fight ICE for doing their job, would they have to be arrested? If they didn't carry on like that, would they have to be arrested? ICE is doing what ICE is supposed to do. That is to protect the citizens of America. And you can't blame ICE for the action of those people. And I don't believe, they said that ICE was going after felons, right? Another excuse for being angry. Another excuse for getting involved. Leave ICE alone. Let ICE do its job. Stop pretending you care. Stay home. And you would have to get beat up and put in jail. Leave them alone. Let them do their job. That's why they hired Donald Trump, the great white hope. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. And they call him king. Some even call him daddy. Leave the man alone. Let him do his job. Richard is out of Illinois. Richard, you are on the air. Hey, Richard. No, Richard. Amazing. Mike out of California. Mike, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Uncle Jesse? How you doing?
All is well, Mike.
Good, good, good. Hey, I just wanted to...
Come back close to your phone, Mike.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
No, no, I'm on my regular phone.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I just wanted to bring up a few things. One of them was Charlie Kirk. You know how you've been talking about his wife and how she was crying crocodile tears is what I think they call it, right? The fake tears. And one thing I noticed, you had mentioned that white kid that got stabbed by that black kid at the track meet. And I remember you showing a video of his father, that the white kid's father, forgiving the killer. And if you compare that father of that white kid, compared to Charlie Kirk's wife, the way they forgive, I mean, it's like two different worlds, two completely different types of forgiveness. Like he wasn't crying. He was holding back tears, but he wasn't crying. He didn't make a spectacle out of it. It's a big difference between the two.
You know, I kind of remember that story now. I can't really comment on that father forgiving because I don't remember clearly the story. But so you thought one was more real than the other?
Yeah, I think the father, when the father forgave, it was like the same day. He forgave that kid for killing his son, and
the black kid that was accused of killing the white son, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The father yeah. forgave him, and he wasn't crying. Like he didn't make a big scene out of it. I mean, he just said what he had to say and left it at that. It was just a big difference. And I just wanted to mention that because I know you know people have been calling in and you've been mentioning it on your show. So
what did you think about Erica's forgiveness?
It was a show.
Crying? She's lying.
I was gonna pop my popcorn and eat my licorice with it while I watched it.
What a mess. Amazing.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention or ask you about was the JLP doll. When is that coming out? What's up with Hassan? When is he releasing that?
He got a call me this week. He's working on it now. I talked to him on Sunday. He had put it on a pause for a minute because he was trying to do some other things. But he's back on it, and we should be having some good news for you real soon about that.
You see what happens when you hire DEI, Jesse?
Amazing.
All right. Hey, well, I wish you nothing but luck. Thank you for taking time to chat with me, and good luck with your little business.
Yeah, that's right. Hire your little business. Thank you, Mike.
Love you, sir. All right.
All right. Now, black women always, when they ask a black man, how's your business? Because they're jealous of a man being in business. How's your little business? I heard you had a little business. You can have him run an empire. How's your little business? What the? Billy is out of Mississippi. M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter. I, crooked letter, crooked letter. I, humpback, humpback. I, Mississippi. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Brother Jesse. Hey, I was the last person to talk to you yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
Or yesterday morning on your show.
Speak up a little bit right into your phone, Billy. Go ahead.
You were talking to a man, and all he said was, I. You remember that, don't you?
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Why not?
Because I don't remember that now.
Okay. All right. I talked to you yesterday, and the key word was I. The man constantly referred to I.
Well, that's a caller from yesterday?
Yes.
Okay. No, I don't remember that. Go ahead. Go ahead, Billy.
I'm here.
Go ahead.
I made a mistake by putting my faith in a woman. And my life is not where it should be. because of that.
You put your faith in a woman. How did you do that?
Because I chose her, and I didn't do what I'm supposed to do as far as being a person.
Oh, okay.
A man. I'm not. I have failed as a man.
So you fail as a man?
Yes.
And so,
I failed.
And what made you made her your God?
Yes, I did.
And what made you realize that? What happened that made you realize you made her your God?
I call myself a Christian, but I'm not. I'm not a Christian. I've failed as far as what I've been taught. I'm from Mississippi. You're from Alabama, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Make sure you speak more into your receiver. You're kind of muffled. You're not clear.
Okay.
Okay. So what happened?
I don't want to see it on the air.
Oh, okay.
I messed up by not being honest.
Honest with yourself or with her?
With both of us.
Oh,
I'm scared of being up telling the truth because I know what will happen if I do.
You're afraid of telling the truth because something may happen?
Yes.
Something bad?
Yeah. Well, bad according to... Yes.
And what may happen?
I don't want to die and go to hell.
You don't want to die and go to hell?
No, I don't want to go die and go to hell.
And why do you think you may die and go to hell?
Because it's only the truth.
If you told
the truth.
If you told the truth, you may die and go to hell?
Yes.
And how is that going to put you in hell?
I don't know.
So why do you think you may die and go to hell?
Because of being honest.
I don't quite know what you're saying, Billy, so I can't respond because I don't know what you're saying and what you mean. You're speaking in circles or code. Are you able
no,
to,
I'm not.
Are you, but why are you... but you're already in hell because you're afraid of dying and going to hell.
You're right. I've been listening to you for a couple of years, and you speak more truth than even my preacher or preachers. And my preachers, I've reached out to them, and guess what? They don't respond back to me. They will not respond back to me.
Did you do something like really bad or something?
Sir?
Did you do something really bad?
No.
Well, why are you afraid of going to hell then? Why are you afraid of going to hell?
Because I don't want to go to hell.
Oh, you want me to tell you how to be in heaven?
Yes, sir.
Stop judging whatever happened. Don't call it you. Don't judge it. Just realize you were not able to see at the time, and something else was driving you to make you be that way or do that. And don't call it you, and you'll be fine. Because God is not, whatever it is, I promise you, God is not holding it against you at all.
Why are you doing what you do?
What do you mean?
You make more sense than those people. You make a lot of sense.
Does that make sense?
That's scary. That's scary. And I'm afraid of the truth.
And when you say you are afraid, who are you?
Nobody.
I'm sorry?
I'm nobody.
So how can you be afraid then?
Because I'm scared.
But how can you be scared if there's no, you're nobody?
That makes sense. But no. It doesn't make sense at all to me, my brother. I mean it. I'm asking, I need some help. And that's the truth.
And there's
a lot of people in this world that need help.
And so your question,
I'm scared of it. I'm sorry.
Are you afraid of what?
I'm afraid of being me.
Of being you?
Yes. Because I know who I am.
You know who you are?
No, I don't. And I'm scared.
And so your question for me is what?
I don't have a question. I'm just a man that needs help.
You want me to tell you how? Want me to tell you how not to be afraid of being you?
Tell me, please.
Stop believing whatever thoughts are telling you about any situation. They're lying to you. Those thoughts are not your own. They're not from God. They're not you. So stop calling them you and stop believing them, and I promise you, you'll be free.
And thank you for saying that. I'm listening to you. And I trust that.
So stop.
I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody, Brother Jesse. But what you say makes a lot of sense. And I want to believe that. I want to believe that.
Well, whatever thought you're having about whatever happened, let that pass. And you would see that God is with you, and you'll be fine. And don't put on this false guilt of whatever happened, because you couldn't see. It wasn't you. If you had been able to see, if you were not blind, you would not have done whatever happened. And so it wasn't you. It was this thing working through you. Stop calling it you, so you can get rid, overcome that false guilt. You're not guilty because it wasn't you.
And why am I scared? Why am I afraid?
But you are not afraid. It's the thing in you that is afraid. The demons inside of your mind and emotions are afraid. It's impossible for the real you to be afraid. In you, the real you, there is no fear. It's the fake you that's afraid.
So I'm a fake person.
Every human being is a fake person. Every human being, until they wake up, they're fake. Nothing is real about them.
Well, you know what? I listen to Brother Hake also. Hey, the Hake News, not the fake news. I listen to him also.
Right on.
But please pray for me.
I am.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
Yeah, I don't need to know you to pray for you.
I'm scared, Brother Jesse, because I don't know what to do anymore.
Let me ask, do you want private counseling?
Oh, I'm gonna get counseling from you.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that.
Call the office and set up a private session. That way I can find out, understand more what's going on. All right.
I know. Your counseling is the best news under heaven.
Yes.
I know that.
Well, call the office 888-7753. No, that's not it.
But everybody that's listening to you, everybody that is listening to you, they really need to ask themselves, who am I? Who are you?
They really
need to know, because so, I promise you, you're telling the truth, and I know it.
Bill, hold on, buddy. Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Stress Off on Peel.net. Back in a moment.
Don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step.
With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. Giving back. Showing appreciation for what has been given to him by God. Energy all over the place. At 11 a.m., from 11 to 1 p.m. And then at 2 p.m., Punchy TV. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. You don't want to miss a brand new episode today. Tune in, call in, and like the video. Like the video. Like this video, too. All right? Amazing stuff. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back to Mississippi. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Brother Jesse.
So call and set up a private counseling. That way I can I understand you don't want to put your business on this radio and out there. That's fine. But call the show, the office, and set up a counseling appointment, all right?
I'm going to do that, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest. I've talked to two white preachers who are supposed to help me and help me get it. But I talked to a black pastor yesterday who was stupid honest with me and in ways that you have talked about. And it's messing with my mind. And that's the truth.
Oh, okay.
I'm being honest. If I'm not being honest, I'm a liar.
No, I believe. How old are you, Billy?
52.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Don't worry. You'll be fine.
Okay.
So call the office. You have the number to the office, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Call and set up an appointment, and we'll try to get you in as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Hey, Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse? You roasted me yesterday, dude. You roasted me yesterday.
You did what?
Yeah, Jesse, you roasted me yesterday.
Oh, because you voted for that lady?
Yeah, I voted for Wilson Sears, the Republican, but you might say we got two women running for governors here in Virginia.
Right.
I did vote for the Republican, though.
Democrat representative is a woman, and the Republican that's running is a woman as well?
Yes.
And what made you vote for a female?
Well, it was like, I guess, had to vote for someone, because...
Why did you have to vote for anyone?
Well, you know, I didn't have to vote, but I can't predict the future, Jesse. I also want to be that guy.
James said that he voted for a black female one time. And then,
He told me that yesterday.
And then one time I introduced a black female who was going to run as a running mate. And she was my friend, Izola Foster. And she was going to run with Pat Buchanan as vice president when Pat was running for president. So we all do crazy things in our fallen state. So don't feel bad that yesterday, the other day, or whenever you voted for a female. Just don't do it again.
Right. So, like, anytime, like, you got two females running for office, just don't vote at all?
Right.
Because, man, I also want no Democrats. Jesse, I also want no Democrats to get in.
Well, you vote for a woman, you might as well be voting for a Democrat.
Yeah, that's true, too. I just love to sit home and just watch it unfold, huh?
There are other issues on the ballot that you can vote for, you know, like whatever that's important. But if you really know that women were not created to lead, and they
you're absolutely right on that.
And they should not be right over that, men, why would you vote one in to be over you?
That makes a lot of sense, Jess. Did it out of ignorance, my brother.
I understand that. That's what happens when we are asleep. We do things because we cannot see.
And the main thing about it, too, is don't be in a diabetic coma and be asleep forever, right, Jesse?
Right. Wake up. Absolutely.
But I tell you, Jesse, this is, I don't know, man, because see, like, when I voted yesterday, you had some blacks handing you a ballot telling you to vote all Democrat. I'm serious. So I knew I was going to vote for the Republican. So I took the ballot and I wrote down some issues that was concerning, like voter ID, legalizing marijuana. And those things, they were saying, man, I'm against that. I said, the candidate y'all supporting is for all this. I mean, are you aware what she's standing for? You know what they told me to do, Jesse?
What's that?
Go to our website and see what she stands for. They're out there campaigning for a woman. They don't even know what she stands for. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But if it wasn't for Donald Trump being a Republican and running the party now, the Republicans, especially the rightos, they are no different than the Democrats. They believe the same thing that the Democrats believe. They believe that women should run, be in control, leadership role. They believe in open borders. They believe in the same thing that the Democrats believe in. It's just that Donald Trump is leading them now, and they have no other choice but to do the right thing.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it, Jesse. You know, I'll tell you, man, Donald Trump is really standing up. I mean, President Trump is really standing up, doing the right thing despite what people think. Like, now the National Guard is in Chicago now. Now, you have the mayor talking about we got everything checked. Well, yeah, you have 60 murders last year, and this year you got 59. Now you ain't got nothing under control. You know what I'm saying, Jesse?
I do. And they don't want the people to be able to relax and not be angry and think for themselves, because when people are not angry and they're thinking for themselves, they're not going to vote for these Democrats, and the Democrats know it. And they want votes, so they'd rather have the illegal votes than to not get any at all. So it's all about themselves. It's not about the people at all. They don't care about the illegals, and they don't care about the legal people at all.
You know, just you sit back and just let God show you what's going on. Like the Democrats, they fight against voter ID so hard. Why would you have a problem with voter ID? It's only like a 3-second look. They look at you, make sure your name matches, and that's it.
Yeah.
Why you will fight so hard not to, pass on me that you want to eliminate ID? That tells you something's evil right there.
Yeah, and again, it's because they want the illegals here. You're absolutely right.
Right.
They want the vote. It's about the vote. It's not about the people.
Hey, amen. I agree with you there, Jesse.
What a mess.
Real quick, man, shoot, just before I get off, we're dealing with the government shutdown.
I love it. I hope they keep it closed down forever.
You know, everybody like saying, like, because I work for the federal government. Everybody say, hey, Rick, what are you going to do when the federal government shut down? I say, nothing. I'm just going to go home and relax.
That's right.
And
so
and I have.
Are you off work now because the government shut down? You can't work?
No, I am at work now as we speak.
I heard that
yep.
If those employees can't work, they get back pay anyway. It's not like they lose the money.
Right. So we get back pay anyway. So
yeah,
I just want to go see they've been kicking the can down the road every time when this come up. They raise the debt ceiling, and that's how they solve it, and keep doing it and doing it, you know?
Yeah. I've been told that some of them have to work, according to CNN, some of them have to work unpaid for now as well. But whatever's going on, I'm glad the government is shut down. And
yep.
I used to hope, and I still do, that someday we get a smaller government. We stop taking care of these out-of-wedlock babies and all this birth control and mass, and we get back to just building the roads and a strong military and leave us alone. Rick, I got to run because of time. I appreciate it.
Okay, real quick, though, Jake, can I say this real quick?
Yes.
You know, the government's role, according to the scripture, is just to protect society. That's it.
Yes.
It's not to take care of people when they, I mean, you know, some programs that help people get on their feet, but as far as people living off and want to be taken care of from cradle to grave with the government, that's not the government's role, man. And that's why Democrats like it, to keep you depending on the government to keep you coming back voting for.
Absolutely.
That's it.
100%.
Okay, Jesse, man. Love you, brother, man.
You too, Rick.
I will talk to you tomorrow if I can get through.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
God bless you. I love y'all. Be good.
You too, Rick. Thank you, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller out of North Carolina, Logan, out of North Carolina. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was just calling the guy had asked about how to not go to hell or to go to heaven, and you had said, well, basically, I've just never heard a real clear explanation of the gospel, which is that Jesus died for our sins and was raised again on the third day, according to the scripture. So if you believe that, that's what I believe gets you into heaven.
And why do you believe that?
Well, because that's what the Bible says. That's what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4, that's what saves. That's what you're saved by.
That if you just believe Jesus died and rose again?
If that belief is not in vain, he says. Which means to no effect, or so I think it does have to produce something inside of you. But that is the gospel, is that you've got to believe what Jesus did.
So you got to believe what Jesus did in order to go to heaven.
Correct.
Do you believe that?
I do.
And are you in heaven?
When you die. You'll be resurrected like he was, the promise.
And why do you say it when you die?
Well, when you leave this body, this is just a terrestrial dwelling place that you're here for a short time. But when you die, you got eternity ahead of you.
Where did you get that from? That when you die, that's when you get it?
From the Bible.
What does it say about when you die?
In that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, at the end of it, he talks about when he'll. I don't have my Bible on me, and I'm on my phone, but it's pretty clear that when you die is when you go to eternity. I'm kind of confused at what you're asking me.
I'm asking you, where did you get the idea that if you believe in God and Jesus? Confess your sin and believe in Jesus that he died and rose. When you die, you're going to go to heaven. Where'd you get that part from?
Okay, you're just implying that you can be there now.
No, I'm asking a question.
You are there now. I believe you because we're seated in heavenly places with Christ.
As soon as we... Hey, Logan, where did you get that idea about when you die, if you believe what you just said, when you die, you're going to go to heaven? Where did you get the part from when you die, you're going to heaven?
I am not as prepared as I should have been. I don't have a Bible verse off the top of my head.
But you can't remember where you got that from or why you said that?
The Bible.
The Bible said when you die, you're going to go to heaven.
Or hell, one of the two.
So if you believe Jesus that he died and rose, when you die, you're going to go to hell or heaven?
If you believe that, you'll go to heaven.
So what does it mean? Do you ever defend your faith?
To defend my faith. I've heard this being talked about the last couple of days.
Okay.
Defend it to people who want to say that the Bible is not reliable. I guess that's where the first thought comes in mind, is to walk around, to have a defense of why it is, in your mind, reliable.
Let me ask first, do you ever defend your faith?
No, I don't. No. No.
And why not?
Because I'm instructed to tell people about my faith and then to go about my business.
And what do you know what that means, and how do people defend their faith?
I'm not sure quite what it means. The way I think people probably have a different idea when they say that they have a different.
So you don't know what that means either, right?
Not really.
Me neither.
Not really. No.
Do you know how they do it? When they said they had defended their faith, how are they doing it?
Well, hopefully not crusade style. I mean, hopefully just with peaceful dialogue, you know?
Amazing. So you don't even know how they do it either, right?
Not exactly. No. No, I guess not.
Isn't that a mess?
What a mess. Amazing.
Amazing.
I'm at work, though. I got
to
run.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. I'm about to say thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time call out of Canada. Lily, you are on the air.
Oh, hi, Jesse.
Hey, Lily. Speak up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better?
I can. I can hear you better.
Thank you. So, if I may, I was calling about the biblical question, and then I had a second question about anger.
Okay. What does it mean to defend your faith?
To be honest, I don't really know, but it's something I started thinking about some time ago, and I just thought if I call in and talk about it, maybe it'll help me in my own understanding, so I can just share what I'm thinking right now, how far down I am thinking about it. So I think it's got something to do with how you live your life and according to the faith, and you make it, you protect yourself against attack. Well, there's this concept of attack and defense, right? Like if you were playing a game, a sports game. So you make sure that you have a scripture value. You know, you base your life on scripture, how you, I don't know, you say grace, how you raise your kids, how you interact with other people, and all your actions and the way you live your life is according to the faith, so that you don't get corrupted by other people, or different ways of doing things that you have decided it's against your values. But yes?
And so that's what, because of time, that's what it means to live your faith?
Yes, well, you have to decide.
Defend your faith?
I don't, Yes, and also which faith. You have to decide which faith you're living according to.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
You sure? Yeah. And do you ever defend your faith?
I'm trying to learn to, defend my faith and not be shy about saying that I'm a Christian because, you know, it's not always easy.
So I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. So thank you for that. You had another question about anger, and because of time, go ahead.
Well, I think I do struggle with anger, and I started listening to you about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I'm not sure I really understand. Other than doing the silent prayer, what I can really do to and forgive my parents. I'm not sure I'm very clear on what to do.
About what?
About having anger and getting rid of anger.
You first admit that you do have it and know that you're playing God. Anyone that has anger plays God because they judge themselves and others. When you can admit that you're evil, that's the beginning of overcoming it. Then go and forgive your mother and forgive your father. Don't ask them for forgiveness. You forgive them because human beings cannot and do not forgive. We admit that we are wrong for playing God. Only God can forgive. So forgive them. God will forgive you. And do the silent prayer and just be aware. Stay present rather than being in your thoughts about the past or the future or ideas or plans or wants or anything. Stay out of your imagination and you will be one with God.
Okay.
He will take away the spirit of anger from your imagination, from your thoughts and emotions.
Okay. And for the forgiving your parents part, if your parents have passed away, how do you get around that?
Is that what happened? Your parents are expired?
Yes.
Well, just realize, just like you can't help yourself but be angry, it's like something is making you angry, is controlling you. Your parents could not help themselves. They had the same problem, and so they couldn't help it. That's why they passed it on to you. It wasn't them. It was the spirit in them. So forgive them as you realize that you can't help yourself, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
Amazing, huh?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
No, but I wanted to hear about what you... Well, yes is the answer. What you thought about defending the faith. Do you not know at all, or do you have no idea?
I'll put my little... I got to wait until Sunday to put my little two cents in. Do you watch our fellowship on Sundays?
No.
Okay, well, go to rebuildingaman.com/church, and it starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time, which is California time, and 2 p.m. Eastern time, and you're going to hear my response to this question on Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right. Right
Thank now. You for having me.
Absolutely. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super, super.
Super chats.
Flying Fruit asks, is anger disappear 100% instantly when born again?
Oh, don't forget about the instantly, but it will disappear. Don't worry about any of that. Have a way to see. It will disappear. If you forgive, by realizing you are angry and forgive your mother and father. Amazing. Thank you.
Wednesday's Nobody. On Rumble, monthly supporter. My man listens to Jesse, too, and we cracked up finding out he's having a girl first. He made a girl first.
Oh, they made a girl?
Yep.
Real men made boys first. What the?
Five coffees from
Thank
Eric.
You, by the way.
What you call life, I call thoughts. You don't have a life. You have a story in your head.
Who's that?
Eric.
Thank you, Eric. Amazing.
Stephen, a wise man once said, oh no, I already read that one. Flying. Oh, blunt wit. Life is amazing. Top hat. Magic wand emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Simulu. This man has an urge for Jesus, referring to Joseph from New Jersey.
He does, and Joseph's going to be just fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Alphabet for the caller. You have collected a false personality influenced by Satan because you identify with the person you think you are is the reason why you don't. Why you want to understand intellectually and not from within spiritually.
And
pardon my butchering of your words.
Amazing. Thank you. I want to say to Joseph, stop trying to figure it out. Joseph, you can't figure out the truth.
Alphabet.
You have to see the truth.
Alphabet amazing. Continues with another generous super chat.
Thank you, Alphabet, for the first one.
The way we have been living is from the mind of evil, Satan. We need to die from this false way of life, which is false, to the way of real life, which is living in the present with God in truth. We will know and not imagine.
Life must perceive death. You got to die from the false illusion self. Illusionary self. Amazing. Thank you.
Son of Bob, welcome JLP show member.
Thank you, sir. Son of Bob. What the? Amazing.
Gregatron, happy October, everybody. What happened to September? Triple question mark. What the? Also, oh, nice shirt, Jesse.
Thank you. Do you remember when it was September? Amazing. Thank you.
Logan, the gospel is 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I suppose I would have to look it up in order to tell you.
Did you know you didn't know what that meant? You're like a little homegrown Christian.
No, he said that you asked. He said the gospel is 1 Corinthians
15.
But
you didn't know what the gospel meant.
Yes, I do. Anyway.
Thank you.
Drew says, I'm defending the faith.
You're defending the faith.
Or defending the lack of it. Drew says, BQ, how do you defend your faith? Or defend the faith by standing guard at the door of your mind, says Drew.
Thank you, Drew. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Kale, does anyone have people in their life who genuinely loves them? Much love, Jesse and experts. Heart emoji.
Thank you. No, there's not one person loving another person at all, anywhere. You can look up and down the earth. You ain't going to find it. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. Tim, a first time call out of Texas. Allen's, a first time call out of California. And everybody else, bye. I'm out of time. I didn't make any time, huh? What the?
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.